You're not allowed to talk in between tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. If you did talk, but it was for the needs of the tefillin, then it's not considered a hefsek. Lachatchila, you should try to avoid it. But if you did it, then it's not a hefsek. You don't have to make a brach again. In shomah kaddish or kedusha, make tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Lo yafsek, even if a kaddish or kedusha, you're not allowed to be mafsek between tefillin shel yad, not to answer amen. The only omen one can answer is if somebody's being moitzi to him with a bracha on the tefillin, then he can answer omen. But any other omen or yehesh meirav, etc., he's not allowed to answer. So if you heard that the shema or kedusha in tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel rosh, lo yasik lanas imoim, lo shoysik v'shameyo misrav l'masha imim, you should listen to what's happening, but not say anything. And if he did answer yehesh meirav or kedusha bochu, or said omen, then he has to make a bracha again. And the halacha says in the name of Avos Zachayim that the hefsek was only for Amen Yishmei Rava and Omen and the like. Then, even though when you make a full hefsek between the Shalyan and Shal Rosh, before you put on the Shal Rosh, according to our sheet, you have to say both brachas again, Loniach Tefillin and Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Over here, you just say Al Mitzvah Tefillin.